Wisconsin Common Cause Director Jay Heck says the Attorney General, the Waukesha County District Attorney, and the U.S. Attorney's Office should coordinate to investigate what he calls the incredible and almost unbelievable events of the last 2 days.
And the reason that you want to have all of those entities involved is because if you just select one of them, there'll be charges that that particular individual or that particular entity is partisan or aligned with one side or the other. So it ought to be coordinated.
Heck says the investigation is needed if for no other reason than to clear the air. He says it's possible that what happened in the city of Brookfield was perfectly legitimate and nothing more than human error. But the public can't be sure until there's an investigation. Heck says it's important to act now.
We're now heading into another series of elections that are highly emotional and highly partisanly charged, the recall elections. And so there needs to be confidence on the part of the citizens of Wisconsin that the Supreme Court election was decided fairly and accurately. Otherwise, people, I think, will have real questions about the outcome of any of the recall elections as well.
Heck says there should also be a statewide recount demanded by both Joanne Kloppenburg and David Prosser that's paid for by the state. Kloppenburg might be entitled to that depending on how close the final canvass is, but if the votes from Waukesha provide a large enough edge, she could end up paying $5 for every ward that gets recounted. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.